squalid and taken by child welfare of Massachusetts.
Wow.
And was in many foster homes where mm-hmm. it would be very much like Oliver Twist taking a walk in the park. I mean, it was pretty interesting, but there was not really much of a future for me. I was going to public school, and then child welfare department heard of Henry Ford's boys. And wow. Henry was actually looking for boys to work with supervisors in his automotive right. plants. So the school was called Wayside Inn Boys School, or...
In
Massachusetts, or Henry Ford's Boys School.
Wow. And you still have the book?
I still have the book.
Wow.
And here's a book that tells about... This is not in audio form, though.
Yeah. Oh, it will be. It will be soon.
Yeah. This is a book that tells about Wayside, Henry Ford's best-kept secret. Well, there were all sorts of boys from various parts of society, most of them...
from a troubled background?
Or orphans or right. foster kids.
How fantastic. And yeah. I love to hear that story that it wasn't a government program,
oh, yeah.
but it was Ford, a very generous person. You know what else, Phil, I thought about when you were telling the story, because I didn't know this part of the story, is I thought, wow, Henry Ford got waste. He saw that your life was basically going to be wasted, and he took that and turned it into something great because you became a top electrical engineer for the Mobil Oil Company.
Yeah.
Wow. What an impact Ford had on your life.
Well, and I'm not the only one. Many other boys have had very successful careers and lives.
You told me most of the boys that went through this program became very, very successful. All
yes.
different kinds of trades. Like, name some of them, the kind of professions that they had.
The kind of profession, like, for instance, the military.
Right. Colonels.
Colonels.
Right.
Yeah, in the Army. And he took some of the boys into the plant.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. So he educated them and then brought them into the plant to give them great jobs at the Ford Motor Company as well.
Yeah.
So when you met Ford, he actually came to one of the schools that you were in to kind of look it over, go to the shop floor, if you will, make sure everything was copacetic. And what was he like when you met him?
Well, he was a rather a stern person.
Yeah.
But demanding. He was very keen on work ethic.
Right.
And he wanted to know what was going on. So he didn't take somebody else's word for it. We had academic courses in the morning and in the afternoons, physical labor.
Right. Yeah. So he was a very practical guy. It was not just about academia.
Not
it was
at all.
Also about actually getting your hands dirty. He believed in getting your hands dirty and getting calluses on your hands.
Yes, but... a melding of both of those things,
right.
academics and,
both
and
important.
Work ethic. Yeah.
Right.
So he wanted to see himself what was going on.
Right.
So he climbed onto the truck, which delivered the boys to their various...
And how many boys were on this truck?
Well, they had several trucks, but maybe eight or...
So not a lot. So you were right there at Henry Ford with eight or nine people.
Yeah, I thought he was a strange old character, but...
Right. Did you know it was him at first?
I did not know.
You did not know it was him?
No.
And this was shortly before he died as well, right?
It was 1947.
Right?
Yeah. And
was it in 47 that you saw him?
A year before that.
A year before that. Wow.
Yeah.
And he seemed like he was in good health then.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what happened.
What caused his death, right?
What caused his death, yeah. But
he was getting around and still going and checking things out at that point in the game.
He wanted to know firsthand what was going on.
So clearly, without a doubt, you would say that Henry Ford's generosity had a profound impact on your life.
Oh, yeah.
Changed your life.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the boys had training in their own health care and neatness and
right.
learned how to iron their clothes and sew and...
Doesn't sound like much of a chauvinist to me at all.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he had dancing classes one day a week.
So you knew how to treat women.
Yeah.
This guy was incredible. And that's what I like about it. You know, a lot of people approach life in a very happenstance way. But Ford was not happenstance. He was very deliberate about everything. And he thought that everything, in a lot of respects, should go through a nice process or a formal process, even to the point where he thought it was important that you should learn how to dance. And you were potentially going to be a supervisor or a leader in his factory. But he thought those kinds of social skills were relevant.
Right. In order to be a leader, you had to know how to follow.
That's profound that you would say, in order to be a leader,